The book of Philemon is being read by Dr. Jim Phillips. This is a literal translation from the Greek text into the English. There will be some commentary on this book. Philemon is a promissory note by the Apostle Paul to Philemon. It was written in A.D. 62 and 63 from Rome. My title of the book is A Promissory Note. Paul wrote to Philemon and told him, "Your slave Onesimus has become useful." Onesimus had been a runaway from Philemon as a runaway slave. Onesimus' name means useful, sincere, and productive. Paul states that Onesimus was formerly useless, but now he had changed his life through Christ, and he was now, as his name meant, useful. Paul urges Philemon to free the brother in Christ, because Philemon owes Paul the apostle his own life and soul in Christ. The results were that Onesimus was a free man, and Philemon had an opportunity to extend mercy to a brother and imitate Christ. Paul said that whatever Onesimus owes, you put it on my account. I'll sign the promissory note. Three epistles were carried by Onesimus to Asia Minor. Of course, Philemon, Ephesians, which later became called the Book of Ephesians. It was a general epistle, and the Book of Colossians. Ephesians 6:21 tells you that, and Colossians 4:7-9. Philemon 1:1, Paul the prisoner, and this word prisoner, desmios, means a bond slave, someone that's bought and paid for, like Onesimus was, of Christ Jesus and Timothy. The word of Christ Jesus there means belonging to Christ Jesus. That's in the possessive genitive case. And Timothy, which means honorable, a brother to Philemon. Philemon means friend, by the way. And the one beloved and fellow worker of us. And to Apphia, the sister. Now, Apphia was the wife of Philemon. And Archippus, this might have been Philemon's son and pastor of the church at Colossae, the fellow soldier of us, and to the according house. Now, this household here is people did not have churches before 300 AD, church buildings, but this church was meeting in the house of the church. 1:3, grace to you and peace from God the Father, belonging to all of us, and of Christ Jesus. Eucharisto, I give thanks to the God of me, always. Mention of you, making upon the prayers of me. Verse number 5, akouon, of you. Hearing of you the love, and this word of love is agapein, and the faith which you toward the Lord Jesus, and unto all of the saints. In this same manner, or how the fellowship of the faith of you operates, energizes spiritual energy, it may become in full knowledge of every good thing. This word agathos there for good is spiritually good thing. Of the in us because of Christ and unto Christ. Ace Christon there. Ace is the extension or limitation of thought or verbal action. We love because of Christ, and we have knowledge because of Christ. Joy, for much joy I had, and consolation. That word consolation is parakaleo. It's like the comforter. I had much comfort and consolation over the love of you, because the tender mercies, the bowels, the splagnia, the bowels. Paul uses this three times in this short letter, in 7, 12, and 20. The bowels of the saints, it has been singularly refreshed by you, brother. Wherefore much in Christ freedom having to charge or to beseech or to beg you this one thing befitting. Because of love, I beseech you, such a one being as Paul, a presbyteros, a presbyter, an old one, an aging one. Paul was over 60 years old now. An aged one now, and also prisoner of Christ Jesus. He calls him a prisoner, desmios, a bond, a chained prisoner. 1 and 10. I appeal and I beseech you concerning of me my child, the technu, whom I begat in the bonds Onesimus. The word child there is technu, and it means a live birth, that Onesimus was a born-again Christian. Then the one to you useless. Now this word is akraston. That means literally worthless. But now, both to you and to me, he is useful. Eucharist, a good gift. Onesimus' name meant useful. The word akristos is worthless and useless. In eucharistos, to use, to do well and to do good with. 1:12. Whom I have sent back to you him. For this he is the my bowels. I have this deep-seated love and affection. Here we have the word splachna again. The inward parts, emotional, volatile. This kara is from this. Paul is saying here that he is my close soulmate, my own son in flesh. I am sending you my very soul to you in this person, my love and affection as my own son. By the way, this verse was written by, like the Hebrew future perfect, a tense showing that as Philemon was reading this letter, the action had been completed. 1:13. Whom I kept on wishing with myself to retain. I wish to keep him, in order that on behalf of me he might do great service. He might be a slave. This word deacon comes from that word diakone, that he might be a servant. It means to literally kick up dust. And that diakone is third person singular. Present subjunctive active, in the bonds of me, in the bonds of the gospel. I'm in bonds, I'm in chains, I'm in prison because of the gospel. 1:14. Without your knowledge, without your understanding, nothing I was willing to do, in order that not as according to necessity, compulsion, the good deed, the work of you, but it might be according to free will, your own volition. We have another word here. It says quickly, toxa. By the means of this, he departed for an hour in order that eternally, forever, him he might receive back. He might receive him back from the world. He was lost. For no longer as a slave, but on behalf of a slave, a brother, beloved, a brother, adelphon agapeton, especially, most of all, to me, by how much and more to you, both in flesh and in the Lord. 1:17. Since therefore me, you have been a partner in common, koinonion, you receive him as me. You treat Onesimus as if you were treating me literally, as if I was there. And, or moreover, since anything he wronged you, or he owes, Ophele, he owes you, third person singular, present indicative, active, this thing to me, you calculate it, you reckon it, put it on my account. This is a promissory note from me to you, Philemon. 19. I, Paul, wrote with of me my own hand, and I will repay, or I will pay back, in order that not I say to you that indeed yourself to me you owe your own self. You owe me your life, you owe me your soul, because I led you to the Lord. 1 Corinthians 16:21, 2 Corinthians 10:1, 9:4, and Galatians 5:2, cross reference to that. 1:20. Yes, brother, I may have help. This is in the optative, first person singular, second aorist, middle voice and optative mode. That I may have help, I may have profit. This is a play on the word Onesimus. In the Lord, and you may refresh of me the dear ones, the bowels, the splagnia. Again, he uses this word. In Christ. 21. Having been persuaded in the obedience of you, I wrote to you, having known that, indeed, beyond what I say, you will perform, you will do. This, again, is in the Hebrew future perfect idea. 1:22. At some time, this is an adverb of time, and at some time also, you prepare for me lodging. I hope that through the prayers of you, I shall be given to you. Verse 1:23. He greets you, Epaphras. He was a Colossian preacher who started the work in Colossae and Hierapolis and Laodicea and came to Rome. Epaphras, the fellow captive, prisoner, one in bonds of me in Christ Jesus. Marcos, Aristarchus, Demas, which means Jim or Jimmy, from Demetrios, and Luke, the ones fellow workers of me. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ with the spirit of you all. That is the end of this wonderful promissory note.